PAC-LM girls basketball coach Robert Mask, as his team dominant in a 76-39 win over Newell Fonda. Congrats, coach. I know you bring back four starters, the majority of your team. They have to replace four starters, but still, when you can do this to a Dick Jungers coached squad, awfully impressive.
I thought we had the right mindset coming out. We knew that they were going to try to increase tempo, and we knew what we wanted as far as pace. I thought we made a great adjustment in the second quarter, where we pulled our press and focused on trying to make them make buckets in their half-court offense, while still understanding that we were able to get out and run and push tempo off rebounds. Testament to the girls. Newell Fonda came out swinging, did a great job tonight. But I thought once we got control, we did a really good job of just continuing to put the pedal down and play great defense and find quality shots.
You mentioned you're changing things up there in the second quarter, and that's really where this game started to turn in your favor. You led by two at the end of the first quarter, but totally taking this game over from that point on.
That's a testament to the senior leadership and the amount of time that these girls have spent on the floor together. You look at where we were a few years ago, we relied heavily on the press to generate a lot of points, and we've just matured offensively. We're able to see what the defense is trying to take away, and when we can go 31, 15, 10, 8, and 8, it really shows that every girl's able to step up and say, hey, if they're gonna try to sag off me, and I'm gonna step up and make some shots, and everyone did that tonight.
Ellie with that 31, right at her season average for the year, and connecting on seven of your three-pointers, and we never overlook her ability to drop those dimes as well. What did you have her for, nine of those? And Olivia Ollers, especially early on, was the beneficiary of some of those great passes, as Olivia had 10 points in the game.
I thought it was a good game plan from Newell Fonda. They came out with three top girls up top, really tried to get the ball out of Ellie's hands. But Ellie does such a great job of reading the floor, and we kept great spacing during that process, and we were able to find a lot of baskets at the rim. Twofold. One, the ability to see the floor and make those passes, and then putting yourself in position and making those. I think Olivia tonight was maybe like five of six or something in that range. And, we need her to step up and do that, make those open shots. And at the same time, I think she came out. She had seven rebounds, couple steals. It was big for us. If you look at us as a whole, though, I think our offense has always been see what the defense has given us and attack the weakness within. Ellie is a rare talent. Ellie is the ability to find shots and make shots look extremely open. She's hitting extremely tough shots consistently, but at the same time, other girls are stepping up. They're attacking the hoop. Peyton stepped up for us when Faith got into foul trouble. Actually, Jocelyn and Ashlyn came in and gave us great defensive minutes. I was really pleased and proud of our girls' effort. And when a few things happened in the first half, we didn't let it bother us. We just adjusted and kept ticking.
Kept ticking, and you can beat the opposition in so many different ways, which was evident tonight. Now 5-0 on the year, and Robert, the pressure is off a little bit, you might say, having won the title a year ago, but I'm sure you wouldn't know that with this group of players, as I'm guessing from what I know about them, they're just as hungry and want it just as bad again this year.
Oh, the fire's there. These girls are dedicated to each other, and it really shows the way that they play. There's always pressure there to do well, but our girls and I we've talked about, if we go out there and we play every night as hard as we can and we put it all on the table, we're going to be content with those results at the end of the season, and understand that the body of work, what we've done over the last 4 years with this senior group, is very impressive, and it's something that no matter what, you feel proud of. But at the same time, the girls want it. They want it. Yeah. They came in this summer And they said, we want to be better than we were last year. And they worked towards it, and you can see it in their focus on the floor this winter.
Still dedicated, not resting on past laurels, the number one team in 3A, PAC-LM, 5-0. And the Indian teams Friday will be hosting Alterelia as Coach Robert Mask's team downing Newell Fonda 76-39 tonight. Coach, great effort. Appreciate you stopping up.
Thank
we'll
you.
See you again soon.
Yep, thank you.